When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know it's kind of taboo in corporate America on our side, but how often do you guys amongst yourselves talk about contracts and, hey, I need to get this or what I need to get in terms of monetary?
I say like the group I'm around, it's not like a big conversation. You know, the people I surround myself with, we just talk about being great, you know what I'm saying? And whatever comes with being great comes with being great. Obviously, everybody loves to get paid. Everybody loves, you know, to have money. But at the end of the day, the people I'm around, we talk about how to win and how to be great.
What was important to you? What was important to you with this deal? Like, what did you want from it? And what did you, what did you want, or how, and you know, the amount, and what was important to you?
I don't think the amount to me was that important. Just being respected and understanding who I am as a player and what I'm worth. I don't think I didn't have like a set number in mind or anything like that. I just knew that I wanted to be respected for, you know, my production and, you know, my leadership around here and, you know, everything else.
Yes, sir, we saw the Simmons numbers come in, obviously Jeffrey's deal, mm-hmm. and that sort of was a little bit of a benchmark. Was there any thought from your end to wait to see what maybe Quinnen would have gotten to wait to do, you know what I mean?
Like I said, like for me, I wasn't out here trying to set records or, you know, do anything like that. I was just trying to be respected, you know. The market was the market. At the end of the day, I'm happy with my contract. That's why I signed. And I'm ready to get out here and play football with my guys.
Did you have to fly up here today?
I flew up this morning.
Where were you hanging out back home?
I was in Florida training.
Yeah. What did it actually feel like to take that pen and sign that, you know, and guarantee that much money right if you signed it?
I think all my excitement happened like 5 minutes after, you know, my agent called me and was like, okay, we got the deal. It took me a second to process it. You know, my mom, my lady was in town, was Florida, so that was good. We got to do our little happy dance, so that was cool, and you know, it was great. Signing the papers today, this was a release. It was a stressful little time, but it's over now. It's time to play football.
Can you characterize how the contract negotiations go with the Giants all along, keep the line of communication open with you, make you feel appreciated and wanted?
I'll say it went smoothly. Like both sides, I respect Joe, and he respected me, so it wasn't a lot of disrespect going on. You know, just almost like a casual conversation. It was good. It was healthy. You know, at the end of the day, both sides, you know, in a negotiation, both sides have to be here and there, a little uncomfortable, I think. But at the end of the day, I saw him today, smiled. It was fun. Obviously, you have headbutt moments, but at the end of the day, I love them, and they respect me.
What teammates other than Leonard, I'm sure, have you heard from?
A lot of guys was calling me. My phone was going crazy. I was I was playing NBA 2K. that was kind of my celebration. But my phone was going crazy. I was, you know, I got back to as many people as I could. Everybody was excited for me, and you know, I'm just ready to go.
Actually, when you talk about being great, there's a lot of good defensive tackles, and a lot of them paid, and some of them in front of you, some of them behind you. Where do you feel like you are among the great defensive tackles in this league?
I feel like I'm definitely up there. I have a lot more to go. I missed a lot of plays last year that I know that I can get, and it eats at me a lot. So right now, it's just continuing to master my craft and finishing on plays that I could have made last year. You know, comparing myself between everybody, I'm not really that type of guy. I just know my standard for myself, and I know what I can do and what I can produce.
Did the Eagles loss stick with you this offseason?
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, will you be part
too many times.
Will you be part of the voluntary program now? Like, you expect to be here every single day?
You know, I'll be back with my guys. I'm excited. You know, still stuff I gotta take care of. So, I've been in constant communication with the coaches. It's voluntary, so we talk about it.
Dexter, you mentioned talking about emotions, you know, on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any point when the emotions and negotiations were going on that you got a little nervous? You know, then your mind starts playing games with you. Is this gonna happen?
Yeah. That's what anything. You know, you keep going back and forth. Like, should you push this? Should you push that? You know, it's easy. You know. But at the end of the day, you know, I was confident in, you know, who I thought they knew I was as a player. So, you know, that gave me the confidence to, you know, counter some things. And they came back with some things. And if it didn't look right, I still had the confidence in myself to know that who I am for this team and, you know, the player I am for this team. So, it was sometimes I was nervous, but I prayed about it a lot. And, you know, now I got the opportunity to change my kids' life.
Right.
And, you know, I'm happy about that.
Did playing for this coaching staff at all cross your mind in terms of the progress all of you made, you included, mm-hmm. I believe, mm-hmm. last season under Wink and the rest of the staff? Did that matter here?
Yeah, through the whole process, I want to play here. I want to be a Giant through the whole process. And, you know, there's just, like, we have something going here. We're building something special, and, you know, you can see it from the outside, and inside is even more beautiful. And, you know, I'm excited for what's going on. Like I said, the whole process, I was in communication, like, this is where I want to be, you know, and we got it done.
How much pressure do you feel to live up to the contract?
I don't feel pressure like that. Simply because, like, I prepare myself, and like I know who I am as a player, and I know what I can do, and I know if I'm on top of what I got to do, then everything takes care of itself. I'm mastering my craft, continue to do that, and I don't feel pressure going into games. I don't feel pressure. You know, this is obviously a big deal, but the pressure for me, that is just, I don't see it as pressure. I embrace it. You know, I embrace, you know, having to step up and, you know, prove. That's what I take it as, proving my worth, continue to do that. And that's just a stepping stone for me right now.
I think back to your rookie minicamp when you and Daniel and you made a point to roam together. Mm-hmm. And train. You always said, you know, you were his biggest defender. You mm-hmm. would defend him. To think that in the last couple months, he signed his contract, yeah. You signed his contract. Mm-hmm. If we had told you back then on day one when you guys were together, what would have been your reaction if I threw those numbers at you?
I hope so. I can't explain. I'm an in the moment type of guy. And right now it's just beautiful to see, you know, both of us, you know, just do what's not expected. Well, it doesn't happen often, like a lot, you know what I'm saying? The NFL career is short for a lot of people, and, you know, we got a chance to keep playing for the team you got drafted by and continue to play for the organization and the fans, and we're excited about it. We talked.
What do you want to buy?
a lake house, probably.
Lake house?
Yeah, yes. I'm a chill guy.
Dexter, you know, you did all the work, obviously, but Wink Martindale mm-hmm. came in and kind of, you know, switched your position up a little bit. Can you just talk about that impact, and was he one of the first people you called once this deal was done?
We didn't talk a lot. Him and I didn't talk a lot through the process. But I knew guys would relay messages from him, saying that he missed me and he just wanted to see my face again.
Did you miss him?
I did. I love Wink. And his impact, you know, as a coordinator for us is amazing. You know, he gives us the keys. He let us run the defense. You know, a lot of coaches preach that, but he actually lived by that. And, you know, he tell you how it is, he tell you how you feel, and up to you to embrace it and take and run with it. And
how deserving do you think Saquon is to be the next guy that gets in? How much conversation is there about the leaders of the team? That's still not
You know, I think Saquon is going to get what he deserves. He's a great player. He's a great leader for us. One of the top players on the team. You know, I'm excited to see what's up for him.
Why won't the big money change Dexter Lawrence?
Because, I mean, I don't know. I've just never been that person. Very humble, kind guy, joyful. You know, that's just what I have now. It's not who I am as a person. It doesn't characterize me. And, you know, what I want to be known as is a guy that, you know, genuinely cares about people and, you know, and a guy that, you know, has earned a lot of respect in a good way.
You were obviously a good player in this league before this year, but this past year you kind of took it to the next level. Your ability to get this contract and this amount of money, as a lot of it's attributed to that. How much credit do you give them putting you at nose tackle and Andre Patterson coming here and you know, sort of getting that out of you? Do you look at that as a big part of why you were able to get what you just got?
I would say I'm a disruptor. Let's say a disruptor. You know,
position-wise?
Yeah, I'm a disruptor, yes. Okay. Yes. I'll say, you know, I think it was just, you know, the team that they built around, you know, having guys like Aziz when he was showing up, Tibbs, Leo, Jelly, guys like that, I think, and then the coaches, you know, helping you create that confidence, you know, continue to, you know, help you master your craft. I think it was a whole totality of that other than my position change. You know, I play a little 4-3-0-1. I just play one more than the other.
I'm just saying you played over the center. Yeah, that's probably the best way to say it.
I think I just learned my craft better and mastered it a little more, and I still have work to do, but I think that was just, you know, the confidence I built from that, you know, helped me be as productive as I was.
When you were a rookie, could you dreamed or imagined signing this kind of contract?
No, like I said, like I would say I was naive to a sense, like I'm moment by moment guy, like, okay, I did this. My ultimate goal is to be legendary, to be a Hall of Famer. So, you know, I got drafted. That's one step. Okay, let's have a good rookie year. Okay, let's not make the same mistakes the next year. Let's keep building until you get to, you know, where you're at. And I'm not where I'm at now, where I want to be. I think it's just a constant growth, and as a person, honestly, and then as a player.
Where do you want to be?
I want to be a Hall of Famer.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.